Welcome to Adjoa Animadu, Somalia researcher for Chatham House, the British Institute of International Affairs.
Hi, thank you. Welcome.
Protesters outside the London Conference on Somalia are saying that the conference is just about resources, dividing, ruling and conquering Somalia.
There has been a lot of scepticism surrounding the conference. I think that comes from the fact that over 15 attempts have previously been made to find an international solution to Somalia's issues. And that scepticism is understandable because the problems are seemingly intractable and there's not been a stable government in Somalia for over 20 years. The issue has sort of fallen in and out of the attention of the international community as well. So I understand that a lot of the Somali community feels that they have been abandoned internationally.
So why is this London conference going to be any different?
The key benefit of this conference is that it brings together a wide variety of international actors with lots of different perspectives on the Somalia issue. From the outset, there's been the understanding that this conference is not intended to fix Somalia. It's not intended to impose any sort of political solution on Somalia from the outside, but instead to coordinate an international approach to Somalia's problems. The fact that all of these people are coming together, along with representatives not just from the central government in Somalia, but also from the regional governments, a lot of whom have established some semblance of stability in their regions, means that there'll be a wide variety of views present, and hopefully, if these can be coordinated, then a coherent approach to Somalia will come out at the outset.
Back to those demonstrators outside Lancaster House, they would contend that Somalia doesn't need fixing, and in fact the problems arise from international navies off their coast, in the Amisom troops in Mogadishu, in the Ethiopian soldiers, in the Kenyan troops on the ground there.
It's understandable, and I think that lessons have been learnt that international intervention in Somalia has not been successful in the past. The AMISOM troops are drawn from neighbouring countries, primarily Uganda and Burundi. There was a recent UN draft resolution to increase their mandate and the number of troops on the ground. Whilst it's understandable that many Somalis feel that this presence of foreign fighters on their soil is an issue, the fact that these troops support the transitional federal government and have established more security within Mogadishu so that international aid, for example, can get into the capital city is a good thing, I think. And there will be discussions, I'm sure, about how to make AMISOM more accountable to the Somali population, perhaps even by increasing the number of Somali troops supporting the TFG.
You mentioned the UN Security Council resolution there. Now, that covers AMISOM and the so-called rehatting of the Kenyan troops. But it doesn't mention Ethiopia anywhere.
It's an interesting point. The Ethiopian intervention has been described by Ethiopian authorities as only being short-term. So it may be the case that they were not included in the draft UN resolution because Ethiopia plans to withdraw.
It also enables Ethiopia to remain completely unaccountable.
It's a valid point to raise, but I think that the recent taking over of Baidoa, which was an al-Shabaab stronghold, by both Ethiopian and Somali troops shows that the Ethiopians have been willing to coordinate with the troops supporting the government of Somalia.
The other unaccountable element that we have in Somalia is the use of numerous different proxy militias, both aligned to the Kenyan troops and the Ethiopian troops.
The fact the regional governments that I mentioned earlier on, particularly Somaliland, Puntland and Galmudug, have all established a semblance of security in their areas. There's also the presence of Ala Sunna Wajama, ASWJ, who are a militia, but they are affiliated with the TFG. And if militias such as that are able to establish some semblance of security in the areas that they control and can protect the populations, the fact that they're invited to a conference such as this offers an inkling of hope that the international community is willing to talk to those who control areas on the ground in Somalia who may be able to wield some influence.
To the political situation, the so-called international community is clinging onto the hope that the transitional federal government will sort out its problems before the end of its mandate in August. Some leading Somali scholars would contend that the idea of the TFG is completely null and void. One scholar, Abdi Samata, suggests that, in fact, 100 eminent Somalis should be selected by a completely independent committee of three people from neutral countries in order to create a constituent assembly in order to form some kind of semblance of a Somali government.
Well, the idea of a constituent assembly has been discussed at length. In my opinion, that will be the next formation of an executive authority in Somalia. The way in which the members of the constituent assembly are chosen has not yet been concluded. In my opinion, the involvement of international actors in choosing the members of that assembly just sort of sets back Somalia in terms of its international engagement, because there has been an understanding that international intervention in Somalia has not been successful.